This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Neighborhoods that reflect the pride that we all have throughout the summer season is crews out working on commercial corridors, removing trash and debris, cleaning up the catch basins, repairing potholes and street issues, repairing broken street signs, removing high grass and weeds, removing graffiti, cleaning street poles, cleaning and painting trash receptacles, fixing broken parking meters and light poles, all in an effort to make sure that our commercial corridors are as clean, safe, and attractive as possible to those businesses existing on those streets, to the residents in the surrounding neighborhood, and to the visitors visiting our different commercial corridors throughout Buffalo. While we're here formally announcing this initiative today in Elmwood Village on Elmwood along the Elmwood Avenue corridor, we'll be continuing this throughout the summer, throughout the entire city of Buffalo in areas including but not limited to the Broadway Fillmore, South Park, Grant Street, Niagara Street, Bailey Avenue, Amherst Street. In addition to that, these corridors that will receive focus, these crews have already been out handling this and making significant progress in other places such as Hurdle Avenue, Allen Street, Jefferson Avenue, Tonawanda Street, and East Lovejoy. This is another example of partnership. I constantly talk about partnerships and making sure that we're all working together and collaborating. And this is another prime example of that. My office, working with council offices, different departments in the city of Buffalo, and commercial corridors and organizations that exist throughout the city. So I want to thank our business partners throughout the city, our owners, our residents, our local organizations for everything they're doing. And we ask them to continue to spread the word, buy in, stay engaged, and make sure that we join us in keeping these improvements going, not just this summer, but well into the future. One of those tremendous partners that we have that I'd like to bring to the podium right now to say a few words is Teresa Deutschlander, the president of the Elmwood Village Association and owner of Thin Ice Gift Shop.
Thank you. Thank you, Mayor Scanlon. Thank you, everybody, for coming here today. So the Elmwood Village Association has beautified Elmwood for the past 30 years, but there's certainly a limit to what we can do. We're a nonprofit volunteer organization, so we're thrilled that the City Hall and Mayor Scanlon's office is going to be helping us with the potholes and the graffiti, and there's so many more things that we can do and accomplish if we work together. So we're thrilled with this collaboration. Beautification is so important to the Elmwood Village. I mean, right here in Bidwell Parkway is where the farmer's market happens. As a business owner in Elmwood, I see all the tourists that we do still get in Elmwood Village, and so it's just so wonderful to have this team effort to collaborate and just keep Elmwood as beautiful as it can possibly be for all of the residents that live and work and play here, and also all the visitors that we continue to get.
Thank you. Thank you, Teresa. Next, I'd like to bring to the podium Isabella Fritz, the president of the Mid Elmwood Business Association.
Hello, I'm the owner of Inspiration Point, right in the heart of Mid Elmwood. We are very excited because that area of Elmwood is starting to develop, and we'd like to encourage people to be able to come and and spend the day. We have beautiful restaurants, all beautiful places for entertainment, and that we hope that you can make that your destination. A lot of things that happened after Children's was closed down that diminished, and we're starting to build up. So we're very happy about that, and we're very grateful that you're to have the support of the mayor to help us with that.
Thank you, Isabel. Having spent 13 years on the Common Council, I know how important it is to council members that their commercial corridors are kept, looked after, maintained, and improved upon. And we have some tremendous partners here from the Buffalo Common Council today. And I'd like to welcome to the podium now the Majority Leader of the Council, Leah Halton-Pope.
Yes, ma'am.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Just making sure I don't have a moment. That's not about... It's not about beautifying the city. What's really important, and thank you so much, Mayor, and all of you all. Last winter, I had the pleasure of walking Elmwood with some of my constituents who are here today. And one of our, because it's different when you walk the actual street as opposed to just driving by, you don't see what needs to be done. One of the things we talked about, noticed, were the need to beautify our community, especially that mid-Elmwood area, which I happen to represent. And so to see that we're today taking this seriously, even though I had a meeting with DPW and they were already looking at what we were going to do in this upcoming season, I'm grateful. This is a beautiful city all by itself. But it's not as great if we don't take care of it. And so this is where government and community work together. And seeing our government at work and making sure that we're cleaning up and helping to support our businesses and all of the commercial corridors throughout the entire city. This is not just about one part of the city. We're one huge in community. And in order for us to take care of it, we have to work together. And so I'm very grateful to start be a part of this new initiative. Although I got to tell you, in Ellicott, we're already about making it beautiful. So thank you. God bless.
Thank you, Majority Leader. Betty, cleanup today is someone who's very familiar, obviously, with this stretch of Buffalo, a tremendous partner we have in the Common Council, and longtime Delaware District Council member Joel Farrelletto.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Mayor Scanlon. I want to thank all my partners in government and all of the residents that are here today for this. This area and this neighborhood is one of the best neighborhoods in all of New York State. When you talk about walkable neighborhoods, I mean, this is it. We're standing here in an Olmsted-designed parkway, blocks away from two world-class art organizations, some of the best restaurants and small shops in the region, and this is all about making residents and visitors experience better by focusing on those things that you might not see as you're driving by, but when you're walking down the street and you're seeing a sign that needs to be updated, or you're seeing, you know, the street needs a street sweeper, or you need potholes filled. Those things really do make an impact on the neighborhood and the walkability of it. So I really commend Mayor Scanlon on this initiative, and I appreciate all the support from the neighbors, community groups, and Department of Public Works. Thank you.
So the councilman is obviously very bullish on Elmwood Avenue, and he should be, right? But that's part of the goal of this initiative, is to make sure that commercial corridors like this across the entire city of Buffalo are viewed in the same light, so that when people are talking about Elmwood Avenue, they're also referencing Grant Street, Jefferson Avenue, Seneca Street, places like that all across the city of Buffalo, to say, let's go over there and do some shopping. Let's go over there and grab something to eat, because it's a beautiful, attractive, clean, safe environment for everyone to visit. So this is not just a campaign. This is a commitment. Is a commitment moving forward to quality of life in our neighborhoods and to our commercial corridors. When we invest in clean, vibrant corridors, we invest in Buffalo's economic future and the well-being of everyone who lives near and around our commercial corridors. So I look forward to working with our partners, and together we'll keep Buffalo beautiful. So with that, we can open it to any questions. Thank you, everyone. Yeah, well, you can see it out here today with some of the public works crews. And like I said, they'll be out here cleaning up trash, debris, painting trash receptacles, painting light poles, making repairs to street signs if they're broken, things like that, up and down these commercial corridors to make them as clean, safe, and attractive as possible.
How much do you set aside for this?
It's being funded through our current operating budget. You know, this year we've put in some very good control measures as far as spending, which has freed up some money to do some additional stuff. So this is not an additional cost that it would increase the budget or anything like that. We're doing this within the confines and the constraints of our current budget.
I'm so sorry. Mr. Mayor.
Yes, sir.
I'm 716. I own with Brian. It's my tattoo right here.
All right.
And we deal with a lot of sewer problems.
Yeah.
Raw sewers come up from the pipes. Where is that? How would you address that?
So, we can talk to the Buffalo Sewer Authority, but as soon as we're done, if you want, we'll talk, and I'll get a bunch of specific information from you. Yep,
thank
absolutely.
You. I'm so sorry.
No, you're good. Yes?
We have a lot of green space down in down by Bryant and Summer in that area.
Mid-Elmwood, yeah.
And there's nothing for children. Nothing.
Yeah. So you want thriving commercial corridors, right? But to be able to do that, you have to have density surrounding them. You have to have people living about them to support, near them to support the businesses and everything that are on the commercial corridor. So in addition to that, you have to provide some of the amenities for the people that live in that adjacent neighborhood. So we'd be happy to, we talked a little bit before, but we'd love to come over and meet with the Mid-Elmwood Association and have a conversation about that. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think that everyone has probably heard me say a number of times that public safety is at the very top of my priority list. If we're not keeping people safe, it's very difficult to do anything else. You can't educate kids if they're not safe in school. You can't encourage people to walk our commercial corridors and go to a restaurant, coffee shop, a gift shop, whatever it might be, if they don't feel safe doing so. And I can tell you that if you've been out on any of our commercial corridors the past month or so, you will have seen officers out walking around a new initiative that we'll formally announce next week and all the other details around it. But I can tell you in my travels around the city, I have seen them out walking in every corner of this city in order to serve as a deterrent. Not just serve as a deterrent, though, but thank you. But also to make sure they're building relationships with the people that live in these neighborhoods, with the business owners, with the people who are going to walk to these shops, so people can build that relationship with those officers and feel comfortable with them. Should they see something, they'll be more comfortable to say comfortable with saying something to them. But I think we're heading in a good direction with that program. And like I said, we'll be formally announcing it next week. All right. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. 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 Yeah, like I said, we're announcing this campaign, but it's more than that. That's a commitment for me and my administration to make sure that this continues to take place well into the future, to work with our business owners. Like you said, we need buy-in from the business owners as well. We need that partnership. So where they're maintaining their storefront, things like that, and we'll take care of the right-of-way, the streets, the different amenities, things like that. But this is a partnership, and it's something that we don't plan on walking away from anytime in the near future.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
I'd just like to add, the Elmwood Village Association, with help from Legislator St. John Tard, is working on getting garbage cans all along Elmwood. So so that's an initiative that we're working on right now. So there will be a lot more garbage cans on Elmwood, absolutely, as soon as possible, and that will help to mitigate all of the trash and debris on Elmwood, because people want to keep Elmwood clean, and if the garbage cans are there, they will use them. So Elmwood Village Association is actively working on getting more garbage cans with the help from the legislator. It depends on how many we can get. It's going to be a multi-phase project So it won't be all of Elmwood all at once, no, but we're working on getting as many as we can given the money that we are working with.
And if there's a gap somewhere where we don't have anyone, we can talk at our meeting. We can talk to Public Works about trying to get some out there as well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.